From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Katie Hyler. Summer is coming, and Missourians are hitting the open road, which, after a brutal winter, has taken quite a beating. To repair Missouri roads, the legislature has come up with a plan for drumming up close to $800 million a year over the next 10 years for transportation projects, a 1% increase in sales and use tax. On the surface, raising revenue to improve roads with just a 1% sales tax increase sounds like a great idea. But Jeanette Mott Oxford of the Missouri Association for Social Welfare worries about who a sales tax increase will hurt the most. Oxford, who was a member of the Missouri House of Representatives from 2005 to 2012, says that the 20% of Missourians who are making $17,000 or less already pay 5.9% of their incomes as sales tax, while for the wealthiest 1%, sales tax makes up just 0.9% of their income.
Adding any sales tax to that one out of five Missourians living at less than $17,000 a year means someone might not be able to afford to keep their heat on in the winter, or might not be able to afford a copay on a prescription.
Instead, Oxford says, why not modernize the state's fuel tax? The 17-cent tax that consumers pay on gasoline, diesel fuel, kerosene, and blended fuel that hasn't changed in over 18 years. The current fuel tax rate was set in 1996 and hasn't fluctuated, even as the cost of asphalt, concrete, and labor has gone up.
Our fuel tax is 17 cents, and next year it'll be 17 cents, and the next year after that it'll be 17 cents, unless the legislature or the people of our state act in some manner to increase it. In the case of sales taxes, it's hard to avoid most weeks shopping for several things that are going to have the sales tax on it. But you can make some decisions about how much you drive.
Republican Representative Dave Hinson from Missouri's 119th District sponsored the amendment proposing the sales and use tax increase. He says even a 10-cent increase in the fuel tax wouldn't generate nearly enough revenue to meet the needs of Missouri's Department of Transportation.
It would take a 25-cent fuel tax increase to be able to fund the projects that MoDOT's planning to do in the next 10 years.
Of course, this could all be moot by November. It's actually really difficult to raise taxes in Missouri. According to Missouri state law, any tax increase that would generate a certain amount of revenue must be put to a vote of the people. It's another reason lawmakers prefer a 1% sales tax increase over a 10 or 20% increase in fuel tax. They think it'll be easier for the average Missouri voter to stomach when the measure shows up on the ballot this November. Oxford disagrees. In 2002, when Missouri voted on a sales tax increase of just 0.5%, it was defeated at the polls by a 3-to-1 margin. So it's not the actual percent increase that seems to matter to Missouri voters. No, the key to winning voter approval, Oxford says, is to keep them educated about the issue. The downside to voter-approved tax increases is that in order to educate the public, lawmakers and advocacy groups would have to spend lots of money campaigning for the issue before Election Day. For KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Katie Heidler. Thanks for listening.